Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here. You know, we have talked about over the last number of months with the nation building projects. We've seen the federal government focus on this. In fact, all of the provinces came forward with their list of wants of things that they would like to see prioritized when it comes to infrastructure growth, whether it's new infrastructure investments or enhancements of current infrastructure that's in place. All of these projects require investment. And investment comes through a tax regime that is competitive when you compare it on the world scale. So if a company is looking to invest in something, there's a variety of things that they're going to look at. But how open is our country to investment often comes down to what does the tax structure look like? And that's where we're going with my next conversation. The 2025 International Tax Competitiveness Index was recently released by the Tax Foundation. According to the report, Canada's moved up one spot from 14th to 13th among the 38 countries that are in this survey. But we remain among the least competitive in several tax categories. I think we're 34th for capital gains taxation. We're 22nd for corporate income tax. And these issues matter because, as I said, a heavy tax burden discourages investments. It slows economic growth. And with that comes uncertainty for a country. And that's exactly what we talk about often. I want to bring Renaud Brossard onto the show. He is the vice president of communications at MEI, a company that works with the Tax Foundation to draw out this data and then kind of extrapolate what the implications are from there. Renaud, thank you so much for taking our call today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
So maybe let's start with what is the International Tax Competitiveness Index and what does it measure?
As the name says it, what this index does is it looks at a variety of information regarding taxes in large countries around the world, so OECD nations. So when I say a large variety of things, we look, of course, at the tax rates that are being levied. You know, the higher the rate, the more expensive it is, the least competitive a jurisdiction is going to be. But we also look at other things such as the tax complexity, some of the tax rules that apply for cross-border taxation, a lot of the different things that will apply to, say, a large business looking to invest money in a country, as well as things that apply to everyday folks that live in the country and the amount of taxes they pay, whether it is when they purchase something or when income tax season comes around.
So I mentioned in my intro that there's a couple of categories that we didn't do very well in: capital gains taxation, corporate income tax. Why do those rankings mean bad things for investors and businesses? Why is it in our best interest to turn that around?
Well, it's in our best interest to turn that around simply because when we think of capital gains taxation, think of it as taxes as investment. So we're trying to attract investment. We're trying to get people to spend their money here on building businesses here. So that can be to start a new business. That can also be to support the growth of an existing Canadian business. Now, the higher those tax rates are going to be, the less money that the investor has on the profit that they foresee on that investment, the less likely they are to invest here. But if you think about it, when you look at capital gains taxation, well, an investor that's looking to put money here in growing a company here, there's a risk that they're going to lose their money. Because investment is not a sure thing. There's always a risk that a company can go bust. You can lose some money on it. If you keep that investment for a number of years, you might be making a profit on paper, but losing out because of inflation. I know a lot of people that saw that recently. So there's a level of risk that's involved in that. But when you have the tax man coming along and then taking, about 26% or 27% of that would-be profit, well, that becomes much less interesting to invest. And what it does is that the threshold, the risk threshold at which you're able to invest in a project gets diminished because a tax man takes such a large share mm-hmm. of the earnings you make on that project. Now, that sucks for the investor, but that also sucks for every single person that would have worked in that company, that could have had employment through that investment, and sort of depresses the entirety of our economy. Mm-hmm. So when we say that Canada is ranked 34th out of 38, well, that's because our tax rate that we charge in capital gains is at about 27%, whereas the rest of developed nations, so OECD member countries, is at about 20%. That 7 percentage point gap can mean a whole lot of money that's going elsewhere instead of being invested here in creating jobs here.
Renaud Brossard is my guest, Vice President of Communications at MEI. We are talking about the 2025 International Tax Competitiveness Index, in which Canada had some categories where we didn't do well. Who holds the key to turning that around? Is it all federal government policy, or are there other factors that play into where we end up on this list, Renaud?
It's really a mixture of things. The feds do hold a decent amount of power in changing this, because whatever they do is going to affect the entirety of the country. If the federal government were to, reduce the inclusion rate of capital gains taxes or reduce the amount that's being charged in corporate taxes, that would have a positive effect from coast to coast to coast. But provinces do have, a role to play. You know, if you look at a place like Saskatchewan, well, the corporate tax rate in Saskatchewan is 27%. 27% is still above, the OECD average, which I'm trying to remember. Sorry about that. But it is a relatively high rate, especially when we compare it to the neighboring province of Alberta, which is at 23%. So there's a lot of stuff that can be done by provincial governments to make it at least more competitive in their part of the country. But of course, again, if the feds were to reduce these tax rates of their own accord, that would improve competitiveness throughout the land.
Can we talk a bit about the fact, and I mentioned this off the start as well, that Canada actually moved up one spot this year from 14th to 13th among those 38 OECD organizations. Is that move significant, and what would have caused that to shift to have happened?
Well, it's always a good thing that at least we're moving in the right direction, but I think it's important to know the reason why we moved in the right direction. Mm. We didn't move in the right direction because, there's been this great sudden tax reform that happened. The reason why we moved up one spot is because Ottawa decided to announce to abandon two very bad policies. The first one of them was the hike to the capital gains inclusion rate. Now, that was a policy that was announced by Justin Trudeau in his last budget, and that was, thankfully, scrapped by Mark Carney when he came to office. So the increase in the inclusion rate would have made us even less competitive on capital gains and would have therefore cost us at least some position in the ranking. The other policy was canceled was the digital services tax. This was a planned tax hike that would have come into effect on July 1st of this year, in which was crafted at the very last moment, again, by the Carney government. So it's good that we're moving up, but we're not moving up because we did some good things. We're moving up because we scrapped some bad policy.
It's interesting to see the impact that can have. Can you tell us who the big winner was? If you crown a winner in the International Tax Competitiveness Index, who would it be for 2025?
I'm happy to tell you the top three. So the number one is Estonia. Estonia has a very low individual tax rate and corporate tax rate, and it doesn't rank that poorly on consumption taxes. I'll say if there's one thing that we in Canada do well, is that we rank much better than most of the world in terms of consumption taxes, with things like GST and PST, that tends to be significantly lower than what there is in some European nations. Number two would be Latvia, and number three would be the great country of New Zealand, which despite a very, very bad corporate tax regime, they actually ranked 31st, so a little bit below us here. They do have very low consumption taxes and also very low individual taxes. And one of the great things about New Zealand, too, is that the taxation that they have on capital gains is also significantly lower than what we have here in Canada, with no specific capital gains tax regime. They're rather being taxed like other corporate income or individual income, and at, again, significantly lower rates.
I'm curious about the United States, where they placed on things.
You know, this is the thing. At least we do rank better in the U.S. The U.S. is ranked 15. We rank 13th. So we do a little bit better than they do. Where the U.S. does well is in terms of consumption taxes or in terms of corporate taxes, but they do very poorly in things like tax complexity or cross-border tax rules, which has an effect when it comes to large companies that are international trying to set up shop right. in the U.S. One thing that does benefit the U.S., though, is just the size of the market. At some point, you can have slightly worse policies if you've got a market that's about 350 million people.
Mm-hmm. Renaud Brossard is my guest, Vice President of Communications at MEI. Before I let you go, for everyday Canadians, why should we care about the country's ranking on this index? What does it matter to everyday Canadians, or why should it matter?
That's a very good question, and quite frankly, it's because it affects our standard of living. If we're able to get investment, if we're able to get companies to set up shop here, we're able to create good jobs here, get people a better pay, reduce the cost of good, and make it so that every single Canadian can live, can be better off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it affects people directly. And of course, you know, there's a part about individual and consumption taxes. I mean, these are things people pay every day. If consumption taxes are a little bit lower, that means you have a little bit more money left after you go to the grocery store. And if individual taxes are a little bit lower, it also means you have a little bit more money left in your pocket comes tax season. And I know a lot of people would like that right now.
Is this a report available online, or are there executive summaries or anything available?
Absolutely. So it is on the Tax Foundation's website, but we also have a link to it on the MEI's website, which is iedm.org, and people are free to consult it there or to see many of the great products that we put out every week.
Good stuff. Renaud, I appreciate you giving us some time. Thanks for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
Renaud Brossard, Vice President of Communications at MEI. As you just heard, you can find this report if you're interested in having a deeper look at the 2025 International Tax Competitiveness Index. Go to their website, iedm.org, and you can see it there. And yeah, the story for Canada is not the worst, but certainly not the best, and lots of room for improvement. And as you heard, the federal government and, to a degree, the provincial governments can play a role in reversing some of these challenging tax laws that are providing a disservice to investors that are looking to invest in our country. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.